Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And now we turn to Catherine Woods. Catherine is with Confident Communications. Catherine, I'm looking to get confident in my communications. Are you going to help me?
I can do that.
Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do.
Well, I'm a communication coach and voice trainer. I am a recovering shy person. I was a painfully shy child. I didn't want to look at people I didn't know, much less actually speak to them. So I'm proof that this works. I was kind of the odd kid that read self-help books to pull myself out of shyness and one little bit at a time, just come outside my comfort zone. So definitely, if you are looking to speak professionally, learn to lead meetings, I can help you with that. I help entrepreneurs and executives learn to use their voice so that they can get their message across clearly and confidently and have more impact in the world.
Wow, there's a lot there, Catherine. So let's unpack a little bit of that. Maybe you can talk about the before piece of this. We'll talk about the after. Let's talk about the before and how a lack of confidence impacts your communications, your speaking skills.
Well, first of all, when we lack confidence, we just don't put ourselves out there to communicate to begin with. You hold back. You don't say what's on your mind. You don't put anything forth, and therefore you get very little back. And really, by just coming out of your comfort zone, I believe tremendously in the power of making one small shift at a time in how you communicate. You can't all of a sudden incorporate 4 or 5 different tools and techniques that I teach at once to transform overnight. It's about shifting your habits one little thing at a time. And so for me, it was first making eye contact, saying hello to people I didn't feel comfortable with. And then, gosh, by the time I was in college, I actually spoke to a large group of the university's biggest alumni donors at their annual kind of Thanksgiving and donor party and talked about what the impact of the school was on me. So by the time I had gotten to college, I was pretty much over my fear of public speaking, but I was terrified of it probably up until I was about 13, 14 years old.
Wow. So what was it? Was there any one thing that snapped you out of that, or what was it? I mean, because part of what you're talking about here is being maybe an introvert. I don't know if you can see yourself as an introvert, but part of it is that, right?
I think I was a shy extrovert.
Oh, really?
I don't really identify as an introvert.
Now, that seems like a contradiction in terms.
So
explain more.
What I've been told is that introverts are people that sort of recharge their batteries by being alone,
right?
Whereas extroverts recharge their batteries being with others. I very much like being around other people, but I was shy and I lacked confidence to put forth what I had to say.
Gotcha. So talk a little bit about how what you learned in your own life, how you employ that to kind of pull people out.
Well, one of the biggest things is to get in touch with whatever it is that makes you great. What are you passionate about? What do you want to put forward in the world as your message? Because when you have a message and you're really clearly in touch with what you want to do in the world, then you'll do what it takes to make an impact. But if you want to get into the more technical side of it, and I can talk about the technical side of it because I was a speech pathologist for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't do speech therapy now. I'm very careful to tell my clients that's not what we're doing. But it's communication coaching and voice training based on a lot of principles that I learned. So the number one foundational thing, whether you're coming to me to learn to sort of refine your speaking voice or learn how to maintain a healthy voice, or whether it's for confidence, is that you have to address your breathing patterns. And be sure that your breath support is adequate for your voice. Because if it's not, you're going to find yourself running out of breath, trying to rush to get to the next sentence. You're going to strain your voice trying to push that last little bit out. And also, it makes you sound and feel more nervous because you're literally in a state of mild physical anxiety when you're not getting enough breath.
Something like that, right?
Yes.
Sorry. I couldn't resist that.
I know.
Catherine, you're pulling it out of me. Catherine Woods, Confident Communications. Now, Catherine, folks don't like the sound of their own voice. I get that all the time from folks that have been on this show, and they say, I did a terrible job. I don't like the sound of my own voice. What would you say to them?
I would say you have to learn to make friends with your voice. And what I mean by that is, first of all, it helps to get used to the sound of your own voice. Don't be afraid to listen to it on a brief recording and then try to tweak something. I realize it's a little difficult if you've never had any communication or voice coaching to know how to tweak something, but that's how I transformed my voice. I didn't like my voice either. My voice today doesn't sound like what it sounded like 5 years ago. And I did that by getting control of my breathing patterns, making sure I had breath to support my voice, learning what my proper vocal pitch was versus the pitch I used as a habit. Because there's a distinction there for a lot of people. And by listening to your voice and employing a strategy where you learn one little tool or technique that you incorporate at a time, like I said before, one shift at a time. So addressing your breathing always comes first. Addressing the rate of your speaking comes second. Finding your ideal pitch. You can do all these things. And if you're willing to listen to your voice and listen to how it sounds when you play with it, you can transform your voice and still sound like yourself.
So, Catherine, what do you say to the person out there that says, look, I'm not a professional speaker. I've got what I've got, what God gave me in terms of my voice. What's the bottom line here for what you can do to improve my voice, and how does that really impact my day-to-day impact on the work world?
Right. Well, most of us aren't professional speakers in the sense that that's traditionally thought of, but if you use your voice throughout the day to sell, to persuade, to educate, you're a professional speaker, make no mistake. And people are listening, and you can either amplify the impact that you have with your voice, or you can diminish the impact. And so increasing your communication and vocal capabilities is critical to anyone in any profession that speaks to anyone.
You convinced me. I believe it. Now, I'm interested, though, in the mistakes that you see out there, the mistakes that you see folks make, whether they're speakers or not, just day-to-day communication.
Right. So I touched on this a minute ago, but one of the biggest things is not catching your breath when you speak and trying to force that last little bit of voice out and then finding yourself run out of breath. Well, your listeners notice that. They notice you're rushing. And even if you're an expert in your field and you're completely competent, you can undermine the opinion that others have of your expertise by sounding nervous, because they assume not necessarily that you doubt how you speak, but that you doubt what you're saying and you doubt your own worth in what you're doing. The second thing I would say, and this goes hand in hand, is using a rate that is too fast, not pausing to let your listeners absorb the ideas. Anytime you're transitioning from one sentence to the next or one phrase to the next, that's an opportunity for you to pause, catch your breath, and let your listeners process what you're saying. And there's no one right rate of speech, but my rule of thumb is the more technical or emotional or unfamiliar your topic, the more your listeners need time to process that. And if you don't give them that time, you'll start to lose their attention. Have you ever been in a speech where people are looking around like, what'd he just say? What'd she just say? I can't keep up. And then after a while, you just sort of shrug your shoulders and start checking Facebook on your phone, right?
Right.
The last thing, and I get a lot of traction on this whenever I bring it up, is the use of filler words like, like, and This comes when you're not addressing the other two issues, which are controlling your rate of speech and breathing. Because when your brain can't keep up with your mouth, you start to put meaningless words in there like and to fill space. That's why they're filler words. The problem is they diminish the impact of your message because they're just extraneous sounds in there that you don't need to make your point.
So my listeners are taking up a collection right now to send in to you to have me hire you. But
okay.
That's probably what's going on out there right now. But no, seriously, I want to talk a little bit about how you work with folks. So somebody's interested in what you've got to offer. How does an engagement work with you?
So I do private customized one-on-one coaching programs that last 3 months, and they're done over Zoom, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home.
Oh, cool.
So I have worked with clients as far away as Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
And technically could work with anyone anywhere in the world. And it works really effectively that way. And we do 45-minute to one-hour sessions, and it's 7-8 sessions. And the reason I say 7 or 8 is I'm retooling some things now. It was 7. It's going to be 8, but it's on my website as 7. And we dive into the most critical communication issues that that client is facing. So it is customized. However, we always make sure that we've addressed the breathing and the rate of speech first, because everything else builds on that.
That's great. Catherine Woods, she is the owner and founder of Corporate Communications, and she's a communications coach and voice trainer. So, Catherine, this has been great. For those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how to do that.
Okay. It's Confident Communications, not Corporate Communications.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just didn't want someone to not be able to find it.
Confident Communications.
Right.
I'm not confident in my communications today.
Oh,
sorry about that.
I don't think that's true. So my website is confidentcommunications.net, not .com.
Okay.
And if you want to reach out to me by phone, my number is 404-234-8829. And you can email me at Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at confidentcommunications.net.
And just to be clear, you also work with folks that want to be professional speakers as well,
yes,
right?
Anyone that wants to amplify their impact by amplifying their voice.
Cool. Catherine Woods, she's with Confident Communications right here in the Metro Atlanta area. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.